Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's a lot happening in the world.
We need to get a master.
This week, we call our church baptized 16 people.
We get a
Send a message. They started the COVID when they were 14. They sent me a message of their church. They have 50 of them. Actually, another church that one brother is leading. There were around 300. But in the course of the COVID, he called me. They have reached over 700. Last Sunday, he had 3 meetings.
Sunday, Wednesday, but the meeting was Sunday.
No social distancing. He was asking me what to do. How to proceed. God has multiplied our church. The brethren are becoming more and more committed.
I want
rejoicing my heart.
But
that we are becoming more responsible. More responsible. Because responsibility is a mark of maturity. Why did you say to us?
What is what you do?
Praise the Lord.
Come on,
I want us to look forward to great things. The corona issue is the heart. It's the issue about the heart. My fear is that some brethren may enter into a depression because of their heart condition. You can see we have been released to meet. But the first Sunday,
17.
Last week we had 2 services, but they were not the 17.
Sunday we did 20 services. Being here, we have to have a
so what is something not even the number?
The Jesus was similar.
It is a depression.
What would have happened over in the when you kill a
timber? I don't know whether it's the mask that's deceiving you. Just put down your mask and
put it back.
Because if you need a church like that,
where there
are no spies, you may break through the window
and run out.
There are great days ahead. There are great days. There are great days ahead. We are starting the fast tomorrow. The men wait for the fast. is that we will believe verse 3 of our ministry. And that we will pursue it. A number of people have not even believed the vision of the ministry. When we're laboring to become 1 million, some people did not believe it. Then we became 2 million instead. Presently now we have crossed 3 million.
Countries.
So the weight of the fast is that you will believe
history.
You will believe it.
Is
that it is of
God.
And that you will believe it
personally.
By becoming a disciple of the
Lord,
to pray the better message, and begin to labor to ensure that other people obey the better message, and that we all become makers of disciples. And that example for Uganda, we will have the 10,000 churches. Led by the 10,000 people who are obeying
the church.
And that worldwide, If you yourself are not
obeying,
Does the vision mean something to you? Join in the fast. Then challenge people to join in the fast.
Mike,
he told
me. Mike,
he said the way people are aggressively. Politics. From house to house. People go from house to house. He said, this one knocks and goes. We will ask, who are you? I am the agent of this. Immediately goes, another
team
comes. He said, if the preacher of the gospel was like that, things would be different. Why are people more aggressive with the gospel than they are with politics? With the gospel. Please fast. Let's cry to God that the Lord will give us these 1 million house churches. We shall pray here. There will not be a prayer night. There will be a prayer process. And that process will start 9 p.m. So there's a prayer process that is going along with the fast. It is not a prayer night. It's a prayer process. On 9 p.m. morning. Come for the process. We'll follow together with the headquarters. Then we shall handle what concerns us. We obey the government
100%.
Amen. We shall not bow to any law at any
time.
Hallelujah. Fast.
And
those who want to win. To win. They don't know where to start at the end.
To leader, I don't know.
If you are wise, you begin.
What do you get in time to
straight away.
You get on the talent.
I want to tell people from behind.
Start over praying.
Start over praying.
You mean that we're about to come.
That God will move. The depression in the nation will
fast. God, I'm going to get the man and see you.
Three people from
behind. Start over praying. You're going to be saved.
As I have talked about the teaching we have had in the nation.
What
was the burden? The burden was to produce workers. The weight on our heart was to produce workers.
We
were laying critical foundations.
That you see what we see in your world.
By the time Brian started copying notes,
you said that Brian will let you know.
You know, you will reach how many pages, Brian?
My own page is okay.
Because they have thousands of pages.
Right,
I have been told on Tuesday and Sunday and prayer night.
Approximately 5,300 without the prayer nights.
Well,
there are about 5,300 without the prayer nights.
Yes. When I put everything together, I have 8,000 pages. That is since they started copying. Those who have been in the church have been taught. If somebody does not practice, by choice. But those who will be in the church, they will be taught. Because this morning I was sorting out. I need a critical team of 12 critical teachers.
Twelve critical teachers of the world.
The team of 12 critical teachers. The team of 12 evangelistic teams.
Katwala Romuziba team of Kumina Bizaba Wurizibenji.
Who spread in the nation? Let's stop playing. Let's do the work. My passion is that we have people who are called workers.
Yeah,
it's this morning when I was praying. He started coming seriously on my heart. That Christian service is voluntary service. And voluntary service is more binding to you. On you than any service that you put an application to have. It's a service you get recruited into it by love. And you come out of it. Or you handle it lightly. Because your love has died. And when somebody tells you, my love for you has died, you know what it means. Anyone who serves God, who accepts you to
everyone,
because it is always by choice. It's always my choice.
Go away, start with them.
You come out of it.
You go out and they put them.
You betray the Lord.
So go with them, come on.
And you do it.
They are going to call them.
With a commitment that is lower than the commitment you put into every service when you have been paid. You declare yourself to be a Judas
Iscariot.
Be voluntary service.
Where is that time where I was in?
Is service you enter into by love.
Oh, you get up to our father.
There's no binding that pays.
So you get up to our father. She went to our man, and she put you to see that you get up to our father.
That's why they are critical area of the work. When I think about some of our institutions, when I think about our university, when I think about the clinic, when I think about the school, each of these, if the critical people are gotten into it by recruitment, by interview and recruitment for a paid job, missing. A man comes to lay down his life. And he comes to beg. To pay.
To serve.
The key people in our institution here.
In Kume,
he begged me to resign from his work. I refused. He begged me to stop the master. I refused. And your desire again a number of times has concerned the institutions. The work of God is done by volunteers. And volunteers are those who pay to serve.
I want to share a
message that I've been bringing on my heart. I left with him as I was going to Bali. Currently in the car as we're coming back. He drove us too fast. I'll never employ him to be
so I want to go and play ball.
When he saw that he got to my car,
my kid is about to come back.
That's the sense going down of the car. But for some people, you see, the from 100 to 180, that place has dust because the metal has never been tested.
I want to go and get to that. That's what I want to come in.
I just decided not to talk. But when you want to go fast, you text him. When you want to go at peace, you text him. If you text him, cover the speedometer. Now, because in my car, when you drive, if it's fine, you don't know. One day I was driving and I made an error. It was just
waiting.
By the time I realized,
it
was around 50. I said, what am I doing? I came back. I went to one policeman's office. There are songs for each speed.
That's a guy now.
songs.
Song.
It's when you sing.
I know the hymn, but
it's like when it is 120. It is God be with you till we meet. That's the song. Then it goes another one. There were four different songs. She put speak this, God be with you till we meet. Each of the songs that they sing at the funeral service, each of them were the
speaking.
Praise the Lord. No, he's a very good and stable driver. He's a very stable driver. His head is clear. Brian is a very good driver.
Brian, I've got
the only problem is that
future energy.
The first car Brian had was small. So Brian thinks that every car will have more to the space.
So you
want to.
Jehovah
is a very good driver. Very, very good driver. When he drives you, you can read the Bible. But when this, if I cannot sit in front again, because sometimes I was. But it took us a very short time. We are about to reach in around 3 hours. Unfortunately. Whether it's network, so you compensate. We were around for about 2 hours, just in one place. I need a driver. It's an urgent need. Let me tell you the qualifications. He must be a core minister.
I don't want to wait is our coming.
A core minister. Someone that who understand my ministry.
I take it away is our when the
moon. Most of the brethren of the church don't understand my ministry.
This is our own God that has seen the way that you want to take it away is our
when they don't even know where
to come. I want to take it. That is what I'm going to take it.
They don't know what will happen, what can go wrong in the government. Where we are now, the Lord tells me it was very painful to me. I don't mean to you. To me, because some people have started seeing.
What do I want to make never done such a job?
I have not entered into it.
It's a very good thing. I'm going to call it a work.
It is at that time that some people are trying to blame who.
That you have to say that I'm going to know exactly what I'm going to do.
Then there's a trap.
What will I take?
A number of brethren have entered into a trap. The trap of the enemy. Where they do not know your job is meant to be used for your ministry. And I'm still laboring before God for a feather to fall. So that a professor like this
professor
will never be moved whether the world promotes him or not as far as his ministry has been accomplished.
There
are battles still being fought. I don't feel one bit to die.
It's a city of Kufar.
I don't feel one bit to die.
City of Kufar, not at all.
Now, I'm still laboring for something. There's some spiritual issue that some brethren don't understand.
What do you tell me more? Every man will get another take care.
We have many people.
You know what the language.
Some don't know the language of the devil.
I don't really understand what you want to take here.
Some of the brethren needs to have a glimpse of the world to come.
Some old guy that get out from a police man, they watch it for a guy. It's just mass.
I'm crying out to God that a number of brethren in Kampala will have a pilgrim's heart. A pilgrim's heart is a mother's sayings. In this world, we do not have a continuous city.
To truly run,
we look for one.
To say,
any leader who does not have a pilgrim's heart will lead the people astray. My only cry for brethren to give to God, I don't desire the money of the brethren. No!
If
none of the brethren brings in money, the only thing that troubles me is that they will suffer for it. I do not desire the money of the brethren. But I cry out that they may give to God.
When
they do not give to God, they will suffer for it. I don't tie any project of the church to the money of the brethren. I tie it to God. I don't know any of your salary, no one bit. I don't know your salary, I don't know your
salary. I don't know your salary.
I want some leaders who will emerge, who will never manipulate the brethren to give. Who will not be expecting money from him. And therefore, if he does not give, his relationship with him will be affected.
So please,
when
we pray, pray that I will have a driver.
Can you go, sir? So you
have to come and pray driver.
A call minister.
A
call
minister. Driver, is a person. That if I travel with, and I reach there, and God takes me away, he can preach the message. Before bringing me back, you know, bringing back my body. Or open a grave
for him.
He knows what I'm
doing. I know what I'm doing.
He knows the way I'm carrying.
I'm a young woman, I'm good when I'm going to.
If you are praying for somebody and you are not a core minister,
we won't serve your own.
You cannot make an impact. You will not leave an impact. The person who prays for the minister of the world, if the minister pulls everybody will be shocked that you will teach the message. There are people who are giving to the world, but they are dissociated from the world. They don't know the and that doesn't keep to me
as well.
And they are dissociated from me. They don't know the direction of their life. It has not been spiritual.
What do you want?
Somebody pray that the Lord will bless me with a driver. Amen. When I travel, I minister to many wounded hearts.
When travel, I
would not like to travel with somebody who wounded somebody's hearts. It's such a poor minister.
And
is the one who can say, please talk to that person. A poor minister who is a driver. He sleeps in order to carry out his And when he's awake, he's a Joshua. He prays that he may pray. It's not lack of money. I have enough money to pay such a person. A minister
is a servant.
If you cannot be a servant, you cannot be a servant. And a servant, he begs to do things. Who can read fast? Can you read for us? Luke chapter 19, verse 11 to 26.
And then as one speedy,
occupy till I come. That's the topic. Verse 11 to 26. Luke 19, 11 to 26.
Luke 19, 11 to 26. Luke 19, 11 to 26. Luke 19, 11
Yeah, read. Another person is get ready. Matthew 25.
When I'm going to tell you in time.
Luke 19, verse 11. While you are listening to this, you will not tell them the parable, because you He said, a man of noble birth went to Israel's country to have his servant called to him and let him return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation of the new to say, we don't want this man to be our king. He was left king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, sir, your man has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant. His master replied, because of being trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of the city. The second came and said, sir, your man has earned 5 more. His master answered, you take charge of 5 cities. Then another servant came and said, sir, here is your miner. I've kept it laid away in the peace of God. I was afraid of you, because you're a mad man. You take out what you do not put in, and reap what you not sow. His master replied, I'll judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, is you, that I'm a hard man. Take out what I do not put in, and reap what I do not sow. Why then did you put my money on me? But when I came back, I could have collected it to the interest. Then he said to those standing by, take his money away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. Sir, they say, he already has 10. He replied, I tell you that everyone who has more will be given. As for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be given.
Thank you. We'll look at Matthew later.
But
in verse 11 says, while they were listening to this, he went on to tell them the parable. Because he was near Jerusalem. And the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. They thought that the kingdom of God would just the disciple had a wrong notion of Jesus the Messiah. They knew of Jesus. They knew of the Messiah.
And
someone who was going to give up the kingdom of Israel. Someone who was going to use the arm. Someone who appeared and defeated all the enemies. Jesus was going to
Jerusalem.
They were saying the time was coming. I'm going to give the kingdom back to Israel. So when they were approaching, Jesus decided to tell them a parable. And he told them, there was a man who went
away in
fire
in the country.
And he was going to receive the kingdom. A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. When we were putting up the structure for VG, I went somewhere with someone. He showed me a man. Said, look at that man. There was a time he was sick. And that man, he thought he was going to die. He ate some of the chicken. Then poisoned all his pigs. Then poisoned the red chicken. Then did not die. He knew he would die. And he did not want anyone to have any of his pigs. What he had labored for, he wanted to die. Then he survived. He told me all the villagers detested him. What do you expect can happen? What do you expect will happen?
You
may
not
happen. So,
Who has ever planted a tree
and eaten from it?
No.
Who fears to plant
one?
That's why for some people they always all the plants, all the things they plant.
No, we can send to Gaia.
There are some people, they cannot sit down and invest to harvest in 20 years.
Many of us here, we plant a tree and plant a
eucalyptus.
Do something.
But this man went away. Verse 14 says, but his subject hated him. And they sent a delegation after him. And this is why they said, we don't want this man to be our king. Is it not because you want somebody leadership comes from God?
Listen,
democracy does not change leadership.
God has not chosen.
So the first thing,
God
chooses
a man.
And
the second thing, God moves the heart of a man
to
elect.
So the people said,
we don't want this man. And the Bible says, we don't want this man to be our king. He was made king.
However,
if you are wise, forget about who is leader and just do what you want to do. And when he came back, then he sent for his servant. He
had
given money. And when he gave the money, in verse 13, he told them, put this to you. The King James Version says, occupy till I come. He gave them
winners,
what the Bible also called talents. Go expect us to use all the ability
he has given
us. All the ability he has given us. All the wealth he has given us. All the education he has given us. To multiply it. To put it to use. Until the Lord comes, God expects us to pull all that we have and all that we have.
Occupy till I come.
Because
there's a
pack of passivity. Passivity by a believer is a sin.
And
part of the passivity of a believer is a passive mind. A passive mind. People are sitting on wealth. It is him who told me once that one of his colleagues abroad, the wife came. How rich Africans are. Look at that. And they told him the next level of world history will be Africa. Because we have the wealth
for
the land. But we just see.
I want what you want to do.
I want sponsor. The beggars on the streets, as far as they have a color, if their color is white, they come here.
You go,
just go. Without knowing that they are going to come to beg. Why are we so passive in our mind? Why are we so passive? Why don't we use what God has given to us? Why don't we invest what God has given to us? Why don't we rise to use what God has
given
to us? I'm very disturbed. Investing, bringing up so many people. Come and sit. Carrying fire from office to office. I'm looking for a job. They know how to write all types of applications. Because
watch
this thing is
going to be.
I'm going to create a company. Let me tell you what that company is.
You do the company to the company.
You can't. What is your file? Write the application.
Why the application?
Right. 1,000 applications. Then I will hire one of you to be registering my
applications. Yes.
Now my secretary.
The secretary one.
Then I will tell all of you. Bring 50-50 transition. For 1,000 people. How
about
that? 50 million, right? Then at the end, I'll call up you, all of you. I'm going to give you an interview. For 1 month. I want to test your physical strength. For the story. Because anybody to handle my call. Take you people to a big farm somewhere. Part of it will be mathematics. I'll say from here to over there. What is the approximate distance? I want you to dig from here to here. Like some 15 meters. Then measure 1.5 meters. And after you are finished digging, you calculate
Kati
the area. Then at the end, I'll tell you separate a bit. 2 meters. Then at the end of the day, I'll come and give you people lunch. I put small tent in the farm. And I'll tell you,
you
are going to be a field supervisor.
So
you need to learn. Supposing things don't move well. Then after a month, you have all 1,000 of you. How many hectares
will
you
have?
Then I will tell you, we are going to do some harvest, some sample. Just sample of these crops. They will see some of the things which have been exported. Because for you, you'll be a cell manager. When the harvest time comes, I will tell you, I want you to He called his children. He told them, I don't have money to give you. But all that I have, I buried in that
man.
Then he died. Then the children, when he died, they took home. Equal opportunity to seek God, equal opportunity to pray, equal
equal opportunity to preach, equal opportunity. We all have equal opportunity.
24
hours every day. Nobody has ever come and told my brain, stop thinking.
Because
you are sure. We all have equal opportunity. They were all given one. And they were told, put it to
use.
What God gives you must be put to use. The ability God has given to you must be put to use. I sometimes ask myself, I'm a pastor, but I first of all spent 6 years at university. And then there's another pastor who have never gone to any primary school. If I don't do things different from who he is, so that was the 6 years
at university.
If I cannot be different, if I cannot show others that the time at university was not worth it, you want to be like others. Your mother has never gone to university. Who does not know how to add 7 plus 8 plus 19 plus
8?
You know. You know everything. You know every part of the world. You have more opportunities. And you don't do things differently. Your mother gathered all the little ones she has to send it to become different from her.
If you go and sing that poem and say that home,
Mama, Let me tell you what somebody did to me. When computers have just come, he told me that he will come and help us with antivirus. He said that he will bring it, he will put it into the
computer.
Like a syringe. That he will put it into the printer.
I don't take antivirus, I don't print.
I didn't understand
what
it was like an injection. At least they have medical distance.
It's
antivirus. I thank God because he did not. Your grandmother, you can do that to your grandmother. But she didn't know. When the prophetic message is coming, that God is going to bless all the world. God is going to bless all the money. And this house is full of money.
I will not enter.
I will not touch it. That's not how God
gives
me.
Not
just
work.
Before I have spoken,
when I get there,
we will come.
He give you advance for next month so that you will stay and not think. Slept forever. Nobody ever gets rich by working for another. Nobody ever gets rich by working for another. Nobody ever gets rich by working for another. Nobody employs you to make you rich. Get it! You don't work in an office. Work in an office. That's a secret. If anybody ever employ you to become rich, they will not have employees. Come on, stay there. You will walk. After a time, they will announce. Jovan is our long serving officer. Next month, we have a party. We need to make him a gift. And they will bring ribbons. Medals. You go back to the village. With National Day, you wear the medal, you shake
hands.
I was a long serving this team. Go back to the begging for
Kassa.
Just left in the village to go and look for money. And you will come and say, It is coming. My money is coming. It will come. You are too ashamed to tell them. You did the wrong thing. We are never employed to be rich. We make ourselves rich.
Boy, no, we are
good.
We
got our
wives
out.
The master said, put it to use. Multiply it. And when he came back, he called them to give an account. The first man came and said, sir, your mina has entered more.
Yes, so can I come on? The first I
the capacity to multiply what is in your hand by 10. And it was a short time. Your mina has entered more. Listen to what the master said. Well done, my good servant. His master replied, because you have been trustworthy in very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. How you multiply what God has given to you, it will determine what your leadership will become. He multiplied the money. And God gave him
the money.
God gave him 10 seats. Listen,
brethren.
But there are some people in this nation who are not in politics. But they are the ones who decide who will be MP in a particular
place.
They are the kingmakers.
They
own all the buildings. They own all the people. But they may never have gone to school. Nobody joined politics in that way without going to his own.
Tell him to I tap the office that Amazon can have more was out of what
you multiply what God has given to you. You become a ruler of a city. It's my cry that will change. And I told myself, do I want these people to be judged by God tomorrow? You cannot be poor when all around you is grass. And we tell people, when there is grass, it means that crops can also
grow.
He told me, he went back and decided to change. Open a massive plantation. When I
go
there, he went and showed me. I decided to
rich
because of the message. So gifted. But I will be sitting on all the gift that God has given us.
So
I will be sitting on all the gift that God has given us.
time one brother was here. He was a professor at Makere University.
Mm-hmm. He told me that at one time, mm-hmm. he was one of the leaders of the
engineering association of engineers. Mechanical
engineers.
He said they were organizing their conference. And the manager of British Tobacco Company
here.
The man asked what is the equipment budget. He looked at the budget. Very little budget. Then he asked him. You are an engineer.
A professor.
You are an engineer. And you cannot raise this amount. They told him, if it was something big, I will enter into it. But this is too small for me to have
responsibility.
If you people engineers cannot raise this money, you have to be going from office to office. People that are supposed to make cars, make aeroplane. And he told me he threw us out. That's what he told me. Not because people are making that. We have been introduced to the mentality of begging. So the whole nation
has
become
beggars.
And they
have
been I am waiting for a new generation of youth in this church who will not be beggars as they plan their weddings. Who will not be beggars as they begin to plan weddings. I told him you don't qualify to get married.
$500,000
is your sister.
Sister,
and you're not ashamed.
He's
calling me that I should start with him in a project that he's not committed to.
Project which you take that day with him.
If I came on that day and told the wife before the church that I'm the one who gave this suit, even the shoe, you ask him. Ask him what he bought for himself. What will he buy for you? You beg to get married. Would you spend to take care of the woman?
Somebody is not calling, but no somebody is not Melissa.
One of the mark of anyone who is not close to me.
I can't hold it.
When I
come
back, when I see object. Some they have never even known that we have minimum emission in Kenya. From the moment they start looking for address, I always give for weddings. There is no wedding
in the church.
But I don't like the
house.
Begging mentality is a beggar mentality of a poor person.
Hallelujah.
I attended one wedding. And I loved it. I really loved that wedding. They had a big song for the wedding. We're in a meeting. They did that. They were told this couple about to get wedded. Then they selected some of us to bless the wedding. Hallelujah. They had sent some money. And then they decided to give it for a gospel project. And came to bless. Some people cannot be stressed in the day of wedding. At the last moment, they started looking for this for the
ring.
This is hibiscus plants. Let's look at one of them. So the first one came and said, I have used one and I now have saved. Hallelujah. Let's clap for him. I have started a PV project.
That is a project here. You will then.
Let me tell you one of the things I want to do.
I don't
know what I told
Ivan.
I want to get 100 of our brethren and give them a piglet. Some of you are laughing. That's gold. Give them a piglet. And I will monitor it.
And
yakuwa kabizi kamuka kulabirire.
He bought a piglet.
He yagula kabizi.
And gave to some of our brethren of Kampere.
Kuwa wakubolugana amu.
Yes, and he was helping them to take of it.
Na nawa yamba yokalabirira.
After a time they ate it.
Wakalia.
They ate it. And the young man called me this morning.
He
called me around 8:10. I was praying. And I knew that for someone to call you. Around 8:10, there will be something for you. One of the churches. When I answered, he said, Pastor, were you sleeping?
Why do
I asked him, you know what you're talking about? What are you talking about? Then monitor, you write a commitment letter.
No one can do that. No.
That you will not eat. If it dies, I will replace it.
We can find.
Then when you produce,
we can zara.
You will give back one to another person.
We can work on the kawo.
Right?
Yes.
I will follow up with treatment.
The Japan. I will monitor the guy.
When they will be pregnant, each of them will produce at least 10. Right?
Yes.
What will happen to 100 people?
Church, you will have to buy a woman to grow
the cat. You see, I'm lying behind.
Never a warrior, a plot calling one, Kamisi Kapurira.
Did I tell you that? Was it you? I was here. I was telling you that one of the
reasons. Yeah.
I want first of all to show some brethren that they can do something. And also say I don't have.
Yeah,
stuck here. Praise the Lord. The second came and said, "Sir, your mina has been 5 more." The
master
answered, "You take charge of 5 cities." I want you to know, brethren, that when you multiply what God has given to you, God promotes you. God promotes you. God promotes
you.
When you despise what God has given to you,
many
of us are always despising who we are.
Wrong hearts.
Then another servant came and said, "Sir,
come
here is your mina.
What a silly issue.
Here is your mina.
What a silly
issue. I have kept it away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a heart. You take out of one you did not put, and you
reap
from one you did not sow." That's the third person. What did he do? He took the money and wrapped it
That's not what you
when I hit it.
That's quick.
And when the master came, he said, sir, this is your money.
So this is, you know,
the way you get me.
Come on, was it?
He said, I did that. He said,
who are they?
Look, I know you.
You
are a very hard man.
Simple.
You always want to get from where you are.
You are
a good level for it.
You
want profit. But what
did
you do? He just kept free money. And
I
want money.
What did you say? Wrong hearts. Wrong
hearts.
Wrong
hearts. When your heart is wrong, you misinterpret people.
You want to help you.
You let the petrol strong when all the energy is
gone.
You press
the
water will come.
The
when the strength is still there, as he's making it, if he grabs you anywhere, you will see. I think there are some people you need to get.
You see this one now.
And in leadership, that's why when you want to teach your child to fear fire, you let the child touch fire. Who knows that? You know that, isn't it? When you want to teach a child to fear fire, you let the child touch fire. Next time, my problem is that many of you are still children.
It's which you want to teach your child,
you should be able to touch fire. You want to touch fire?
Praise the Lord.
Listen to this man. He thought that he was for someone. What was his problem?
Is it a challenge?
His character. He had listened to these people who said, we don't want this man to reign over us. We don't want this man to reign over us. He was in that group. And they had told him, you want to multiply that money so that he can become bigger. Come on, put it. If you lose it, you go to prison. That man will take you to prison. So he
tied
it. Watch out. The people around you. Watch out your company. Watch out the type of friends. Are we together? We're around
you.
Invest. Occupy. Use what God has given you. Use what God has
Don't have a
wrong heart. Don't be with a wrong group. His master replied, I will judge you by your word. You wicked servant. So he is called what? Wicked servant. A passive believer is wicked. Listen, brother. If you are coming to church here, all the time you are coming here
and pray,
and people see others have put their cars outside, others are progressing, you are the only one moving around as a
beggar.
What do you think people will say about
you?
Others are progressing, you don't show any sign of progress. Your family will say you are being used in that church. You don't succeed. You betray all of us. Most of you don't know that. If you fail, the failure comes back to all of us. If you succeed, we have all succeeded. That's what we must labor for everyone to succeed. And I thank God for some of you who are helping others. When you succeed alone, those who are not succeeding around you, people will use them to insult you. Don't be wicked by passing. Don't hate us by just sitting passive as if you are the worst failure on earth,
pitying
yourself, your language
is so negative.
Some will come in and they start progressing.
You
is it that
church?
I am very sure. People are buried their talents. Close your ear to advice. The man said, I knew you were a wicked, you are a hard man. And that's one of the marks of a lazy person. Every lazy person accuses others. And I've seen it again and again. I can give you example here. Is it in that church? I am not doing well because
you say
the pastor is very hard. He's always the one
who is
in pain. Is it the man who that preaches? Is that where we started preaching? We went around brought
people.
Somebody come to you. Should we do this? Let me ask Pastor if he accepts
the blame.
To give a stone in the hand of someone.
No fool of Musumba.
So it becomes that it is Pastor.
Pastor, you have me, sir.
That's the spirit of Balaam. Balaam
said, when
God has a children,
he has
God was refused. I've seen even some of the young girls.
I'll
pastor
accept.
So finally, poor pastor is in front.
Pastor,
who are refused?
Pastor,
I am on my way to be crucified.
The
young brothers.
This
pastor has blocked us.
Pastor, I blame myself.
From eating, he has snatched
our eating.
To correct that. Most people don't know that that's one of the highest parts of
personality.
When you want to ask your parent before you say yes, tell somebody, give me time to sort myself out. If you come to my child and tell my child, I want to take you out. To this place, Sheraton, so that we have a meal. Then it's my child said, let me go and ask that. Do you know what that does to me? If I say no, from that moment, I'm a wicked father who does not want a child to eat good things. Your wife, without letting the child know, come behind and say, can I take this child to my place? When I said no, you remain between the two.
Sigaro katiwa,
the child will never know. So after a time, she knows that I will be married
to
a pastor.
My man,
my wife, all the brothers of the church.
Pastor.
He has consulted me about a number of decisions.
Jobs.
Something comes up.
you come and ask, what do you think about this? So let's pray. Let me go up to prayer. If you say yes to someone, and say, I have said yes to you,
but
on condition, if pastor permits,
Pastor Wakiriza.
Is it like Deborah? She brought their financial during the COVID to me. But she doesn't know that I don't want to keep one word. After you have used, this is how you can use it, use it, use it. Then you come to show me and say you want to get my view. If I say anything, many of you don't know how to do it. If I talk to my wife, or I talk, one of my children bring out an issue, and I say, yes, it's all right, and you are I tell the child, you wait. By sorting out,
still is a
in two ways, with God, with her, and the church should never know and said no, because your mother said no. A daughter does not tell the man, I have said no, because the pastor or my father said no.
So is a girl said, the
child said no.
What would a girl from Saja did?
When you ask,
who is a watch?
It's a watcher. It is the father that said
no.
That's the explanation I am actually
going to do. Can you rub a bunny away?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At least praise the Lord.
Amen.
Watch this. Come here as you
win.
Amen. I need to help the younger ones. If I don't want to teach a boy,
that's not going to say that.
When it will come, I will try it.
I just see it comes to
you. Never say yes before we consult the leader.
To kill is a thing of what's up. I don't want to talk about what you're doing.
If not,
start with
you. Bless the leader of the cross. Crucified. If you want to consult me about something, before confirming with the wife, you should tell the wife, let me sort out. If not, after a time, I may never go to that
room again.
Because the wife will say, that is a man. That is not my husband. Buy my car. He bought his wife's car. Now I'm not my husband for buying
my car.
Have you understood?
He says,
no, I speak to you before my heart. I speak to you what you had in discipleship. So you can see, this man buried his talent because you are a hard man. So there are some people in the church who are passive. The pastor does not listen. The pastor does not listen. And then after a
time,
how would that be fruitful? Praise the Lord.
Come on.
So that we may become fruitful. His master said, I will judge you by your own words. You wicked servant. You knew, did you not, that I'm a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why did you not take my money to the bank? That's what he said. That's the principle. When you labor and multiply what God has given you, God acts. What God gives to you, if you multiply it, if you use it, God will add. And that addition, it is no longer your effort. You reach a point when there's a breakthrough in your life, and for the breakthrough to take place in your life, you must have paid the price to use what you have, the little you have, to produce results. And I
pay time.
If you keep the little in laziness, God takes away the
little.
Multiply what you have. Invest what you have. Use the little that you have. And God will see. And God will bless. We all have. But the question is, who are those who are using? Use what God has given you. Excel in what God has taught you. And after a time, you'll be surprised. The miracle will come in your life. If you labor with hard work and use the little you have, use it faithfully. Be a good servant. Be a faithful servant. And then after a time, the miracle of God will take place. As God begins to multiply the little, laziness will block you from reaching a point where you will witness the miracle of God. That's part of the Pentecostal spirit. People just sit down and will be given to you. Claim it. You start claiming houses. I claim that one. I also claim that one. And people don't ask. I claim as it happened. Claim it. Claim, brother. Claim it. Lay hold on it. We don't just label. We cooperate with God. After God, you are cooperating with God, you reach a point when there's nothing else you can do. The party will come. I want to pray that in this church, among all our brethren, even men of whom are not here, we will be hardworking people. The people who are given to us, we will invest. Multiply, cooperate with God through hard work, and God will see our hard work, and God will release His miracle. Hallelujah! God will see your hard work, God will see the cooperating with Him, and God will release what is called the God factor, the man factor. Is the man factor, the human factor, you are
hard
work. The God factor is a miracle. It's called blessings. It's called blessings. But blessing does not come into the life of a lazy, passive person. You must do something for God to bless. Just stand up. Pray together. Pray for yourself. I will ask three people to pray for us. Let us pray.